Now for the first three verses. And we have in these first three verses, I'm reading now verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Now the Hebrew word for fool here is Nabal. Now that may ring a bell in your thinking, because there was a man by the name of Nabal. He was married to a very lovely woman by the name of Abigail. And this man Nabal fell down dead, and he was actually a fool. That's what his name meant. He was a fool. He acted a fool. He wanted to fight against David, which had been a big mistake. And when Abigail, who was apparently a very lovely person, and I think she was the greatest wife that David ever had, and so we have here that man Nabal, and that's the word that's used here. Now, the word can be translated by the word simple, or silly, or simpleton, or fool, or madman. That is, insane. And I had a friend that had wonderful success in dealing with atheists. And he was a real brain, by the way. He was in a group of men one day, and one of these atheists there, they're generally big-mouth individuals, he was saying, I don't believe there's a God. I just don't think that there's a God, and I think man, when he dies, he doesn't have a soul. He's just like a dog when he dies. And he was just raving on, and raving like a madman. This friend of mine waited till the group began to break up, and he went to this man. He said, by the way, did I understand you to say that you're an atheist? The man launched into another tirade. No, he didn't believe there was a God. Well, my friend said to him, said, I'd like to ask you a question or two. He said, now, the Bible says that the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God, and that word fool means insane or a madman. Now, he says, either you were not sincere when you said that, you were just talking for the benefit of this crowd, or else you are a fool and a madman. You're insane. And he said, I'd just like to know which one it is. And I say to you, the man turned and walked away. Because only a madman in this universe today, and with what man knows about the universe already, he has to be a madman to say there is no God. That's back of this universe that we're finding now is ticking off its time more accurately than any clock or watch that man can make. And friends, there's no watch running around today that some man didn't make it. And a universe that is timed much better than any clock, I want to say that universe tells that somewhere there's a universe maker. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And the fool begins now to appear on the scene. We've already had, by the way, one reference to it back in the 10th Psalm, where it says, God is not in all his thoughts. And the better translation is, all his thoughts are, there is no God. That is the place. Now, the very climax, therefore, of imbecility, as someone has said, is the man that says, there is no God. And he exhibits the very depth of human depravity. Now, I want to say it, and I want to say it carefully, because I recognize that many of them have PhDs today and are teaching in our universities. But the lowest that a man can go in human depravity is an atheist. That's what the Word of God says, not what Vernon McGee says. You're a madman. You're crazy. You haven't any real sense. Now, you may have a high IQ, but I used to teach with a man that was a PhD, and he didn't have sense enough to get in out of the rain. And I'll be honest with you, that's true. I played golf with him one day, and it began to rain, and he looked at me, and he says, what shall we do? What will any sensible person do when it starts pouring down rain? I said to him, I think we better get in out of the rain. Even I knew that, but he didn't seem to know it. He said, what shall we do? May I say to you, and he was really asking for information there, by the way, what shall we do? Now, will you notice, this psalm goes on and says, they are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. And I believe you'll find that every atheist is also a great sinner. I think that you'll find him also given over to gross immorality. That's characteristic. A man was telling me some time ago who mixes with the college set today. He said it's amazing the number of PhDs who claim to be atheists and who are living in gross immorality. And he says some of them actually living in filth. And I mean just old material, physical filth.